Time now for your comments. John Baumgrass of Morgantown, West Virginia, has a correction for commentator Frank DeFord, who said Tyrone Willingham at Notre Dame is the only big-time African-American college football coach. Baumgrass writes, "Does DeFord not consider Michigan State a major college team? I believe my MSU Spartans whooped the Irish four times in a row. Or does Frank not consider MSU head coach Bobby Williams black?" The report about the black national anthem, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," drew praise and criticism from listeners. Bob Johnson writes that he first heard the song in 1968 and accepted its place as part of the struggle, but he found it offensive that in 2002 the song is still alive. He writes, "If Americans are forced to abandon the Confederate flag and Dixie through social pressure, there is certainly no place for a black national anthem in today's society." Rich McCaber of Stratford, New Hampshire, was happy to hear the song. McCaber says he never felt so white as he did listening to it for the first time yesterday morning. He writes, "Thank you very much for once again broadening my awareness of American and world society." Mary Dombrowski Wright of 84, Pennsylvania, wrote about Jack Spear's story on the closing of a Lennox factory in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. She writes, "Her father was a steelworker who had retired by the time she got engaged in 1982. He couldn't afford to buy her Lennox crystal for a wedding gift, so he went to the second store at the plant in Mount Pleasant." She adds, "Since her father's death, the stemware is a precious reminder." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.